We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Neil Brown discusses Saturday's loss to Texas. That's coming up right after this.
Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus brings you more than 400 exclusive live events, select conference championship events, coaches' press conferences, and original content. Sign up for Big 12 Now on ESPNPlus.com/Big12Now.
Congrats to Texas. Credit them. They made winning plays down the stretch. I thought they competed. I thought our guys played their tails off. I really did. We're getting better. I think there's a ton of evidence today. And really today was on me. Come down to two fourth quarter, fourth downs in the red zone. And I'll say this, and I want people to understand, I don't regret going for it, like, because there's all kinds of data that says it's the right thing to do going for it. In this league, is you better score touchdowns down there to win, and it's proven week in and week out. I think we'd be making a mistake to say they got stuck at 17. Yeah, they did, but their approach would have been different. So I don't regret the decisions. We're going to be aggressive, but it's on me as the in charge of the offense, and we've got to do a better job. And we didn't execute in those fourth downs. The first one, I thought that on the fourth one, I'll kind of save y'all the questions. The first one, probably could have gone either way. We could have kicked field goal or gone for it. Really liked the play there. We had people open. We just didn't connect. The second one, I didn't think we had a choice. We had a missed signal, so we had to use a timeout there. So we only had one timeout. So I knew that it was going to be difficult. So I felt like we had to in that situation. But they didn't work. Plays didn't work. Fourth downs didn't work. And that's on me. And so I'll take ownership on it. I thought defensively, other than the for whatever reason, the opening drive of both halves, we gave up touchdowns. Other than that, I thought we played quality. They were able to run the ball a little bit better than some teams against us. Some of that's due to the running quarterback. You know, that makes it quite a bit easier, and that kid's a winner. And then offensively, the first half was a struggle, you know, and we lost some one-on-ones. They're good. They're not only quality athletes, but they're just big. They're big human beings, and we struggle with the size of them. Letty wasn't 100% today. He was fine during practice. He got dinged up early in the game, I think on the first drive maybe. But I thought the second half we came out and really had a good plan, kept them off their feet. And then, again, just up and down, just in the red zone, stalled out two of those fourth downs. We had a touchdown. I thought Winston got held before the you know, they called him out of the bounds, but there was clear restriction there. So it's unfortunate. Didn't have a good look on the bang to Ali there on the fourth down, the last offensive play we had. So I can't really say. But I thought we moved the ball well offensively, struggled in the run game. And I wasn't totally surprised. I didn't think we'd struggle to this point, but we did. And I think some of that was due to their size and their ability, and some of it was we weren't 100% there either. Special teams, though, we had a big punt return, was good to see. And then I thought we played good enough. Didn't do anything necessarily to win, but we didn't do anything to lose. And so with that, I'll take questions. And again, try to be loud. Audio and stuff's not great here.
This question goes to you, Greg Hunter.
So, Neil, with those run game struggles you experienced, did that affect your fourth down calls there in the fourth quarter?
Well, so if you go back, so both those fourth downs, on the third down plays, I think that's where it starts. So we had a third and two there. We called a run, and most of our runs have some kind of pass option attached to them. And they, I don't think he had a choice but to throw the ball in the third two because it was the snap was high. So he missed the exchange and kind of just threw it to not have a negative play. And then so we came back on the fourth down and we ran kind of a naked play and we felt good about it. We got him in the coverage we wanted. We just didn't connect. But I probably would have called that regardless. And then the fourth and one there at the end of the game, there was a run pass again. I'll have to look at it. And it was bang, bang. I thought we may have had enough for the run, but you never know. We'll look at it. But those were the plays that were called.
Next question, John Antonik.
It looked like their defensive line really dictated what you decided to do in the second half. They pretty much controlled the line of scrimmage, didn't they?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Without having a chance to watch it, and it's definitely what it felt like. And you know, 46 is a really good player. We had to protect ourselves in the pass game against him. That's why a lot of catch and throws and things like that. We had to get double teams on him. We were going to extend the ball downfield at all. And then we just had a really difficult time interior with those guys. I was a little bit surprised. I thought but you know, they played well. That was the lowest I've seen those guys play. And we just couldn't – we struggled to get any kind of run game going. Our best runs were kind of draw plays today.
Kevin Kinder.
Coach, following up on that, in the second half, your adjustment looked like going four wide, throwing the ball, attacking the perimeter a little bit more. Once you're doing that, though, you get down in the red zone, is it tougher to do those kind of things just because the field's compressed?
Yeah, it is. It is. I think that's fair. And again, it's kind of it's a little bit of a double-edged sword because, you know, you can't, we aren't in a position to get negative plays. You know what I mean? So if we got in third and long, it's going to be a really tough time for us today. And just because the matchups weren't favorable for us. And so really tried to work and kind of stay in some third and medium and third and shorts. We did that. We had a ton of them, you know, and that's never a good sign. You know, I haven't seen the stats because, for whatever reason, Texas hadn't got us the stats, but we had a bunch. I don't know. I bet it was close to 20 or maybe more third and fourth downs. So when you do that, that's not a good sign.
Michael Sussman, you're next.
How nice is it to have a defense that can keep you in a ball game for that long against a high-powered offense?
Yeah, we're good on defense. I think you're wrong, though, if you're going to say that we, you know, I don't know. We only punted one time in the second half, didn't we? You know what I mean? Fourth down, that's fair. That's on me. But, I thought we moved the ball up and down the field. Second half, we just didn't do a good enough job in the red zone. But I think defensively, our kids have really played hard. And I think they're flying around. And they blocked us better today in some pass protection stuff. But they're really talented at receiver, and we dropped more guys than we probably normally do. But, you know, you take those first two drives of each half out, and I thought we really played well against these guys. Jed told me they were leading offense and leading scoring offense in our league. So that's a credit to our guys.
Next is Charles Montgomery.
Hey, Coach. So you've had an up and down performances this season with your receiving group, and Isaiah Esdell was kind of a breakout star today, leading the receiving core with catches and his yardage. Was there something you saw in that Texas secondary that you wanted to get him more involved than he's normally been?
Now, he's had two great weeks of practice. Yeah, he's had two great weeks of practice. He has the best hands in that unit, and he makes contested catches. And so I was glad. He was a guy that, you know, made some big plays for us down the stretch last year and really hasn't moped around and complained. He just kind of went to work. And we harp on it all the time. You just do the work, and you'll eventually have success. And he had success today, and it was good to see.
Cody Nesper, go ahead.
Going off of what Charles just asked, it seemed like that whole kind of second group of receivers with Isaiah and Sean Ryan and Ali had a pretty good game. Do you feel like your receiving group is deepening as the season goes on?
Yeah, I think so. We went in the year thinking it was going to be a strength, and we've had our struggles. And we honestly had our struggles today. I don't know how many drops we had. We had some drops again today, one critical one. But you know, we've got some guys there that can play, and you know, I think we've been spreading the ball out pretty well. They've been better in practice, and it's showing up in games.
A final question goes to you, Greg.
So, Neil, I'll give you a chance to get in trouble with the Big 12. You didn't see interference on that last play with Allie Jennings because it looked like
it was bang bang. It was bang bang. My question, my biggest question is going to be on the one that they ruled Winston out of bounds, and so that's going to be a question. I thought there was. I got to be careful because I'm not in a good mood to talk about it, and. I'll need to me, the one that was overturned, the fumble that was overturned, the guys on the field have the best line. They have the best line. Because the camera does not go straight down the line, and the guys on the field have the best line. That looked like a fumble to me. I happened to be really close to it. So, you know, the PI stuff, I'm not asking for bailouts. So I don't know. I'll have to look at it.
And that was West Virginia coach Neil Brown. Thanks for listening.